This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8 o'clock hour here on Sean and RJ on 105 through the Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden alongside. 6:35 tonight is the start of the Rangers baseball season here on 105 through the Fan. As they have an exhibition game tonight against the Royals, we will carry that game tonight. So G-Bag gets a little bit shorter of a show. And that is going to happen today, 6:35, pregame, 7:05, first pitch.
Yeah, and I'm...
You're going to go?
No, I'm not going. My wife is going to be going, but I'm very excited for Rangers baseball to get going. This is something where, you know, I had a little bit of... Last year, it kind of sapped the joy pretty quickly for me. Because you remember last year, we got to June, and we were basically going like, all right...
We're out of it.
Is this even worth, like, messing with? Do you even bother with this? Because should you just go ahead and sell? Should you do this? Should you do that? So last year was just such a downer with all the different injuries that occurred and how you had, you know, Wyatt Langford maybe not performing at the level that you really wanted him to. But, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited about this year. All right, I'm curious for you. What's, like, the number one top line thing for you that you're like, all right, I'm in on this with the Rangers season. This is what I want.
Like
an excitement level as we head into opening day.
Oh, I'm very bullish. Bullish is good, right? Bullish is good?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very bullish on this team. Now, a lot of it hinges on the health of a lot of players. But this is every bit as good of a team as there is in the American League.
That's high praise.
Because I think the Yankees have taken such a step back with their injuries. They lose Soto to the Mets. They lose Cole to Tommy John. Stanton's out for months. Their rookie of the year pitcher is out for months. And outside of them, like, going into the year, there was no great team in the AL. Like, make no mistake about it. The American League stinks. It stinks this year. And you absolutely, like, if you are a team like the Royals, who made the playoffs last year but hasn't had a lot of success in recent years, or if you're a team like the Blue Jays, who never busts through, or Seattle, who never busts through,
yeah,
you have no excuse this year. None.
Well, let's see how the Texas Rangers stack up against the rest of the American League and against the rest of Major League Baseball. This is over at FanGraphs, one of the better analytical websites that exists for baseball. And FanGraphs every year does a ranking of positional groups. So they will take all 30 teams of Major League Baseball and they will rank the catcher position for them and first base. And they'll go on down the line. So we've got the various positions now that they've ranked across Major League Baseball, and we'll see exactly where the Rangers stack up on this. What position would you like to start with? And then we'll just kind of take it from there.
Let's start with third base.
Third base it is. Okay, so we'll start with third base, and this is something, again, where they're going to use a lot of their fan, basically their F-WAR analytics, which are, it's FanGraphs wins above replacement. Mm-hmm. And wins above replacement just basically means here's a baseline player that's a zero, and then anything above or below it, your contribution ranks you above a replaceable player, just a league average player. And so this is their own formula that they do for it, and some of their projection out and what they think a team is going to be capable of reaching, or a player is going to be able to reach this year. So these are projections based on that. The number one third base position ranking in all of Major League Baseball is, by a significant amount, it's the Cleveland Guardians. By a lot.
Okay.
With Jose Ramirez and the depth that they have there. The Texas Rangers, you're going to have to go down a little ways to find them on this list with Josh Jung there, but it's right in the middle of the pack at number 15. Josh Jung, Josh Smith, Ezekiel Duran, Jonathan Ornelas, and Jake Berger are listed as the depth there. They mentioned that after playing 122 games in 2023, it appeared that Josh Jung had finally gotten off the injury schneid that cost him much of 22 and a good chunk of 21. Alas, it was not to be. He gets hurt 4 games into the season. Young is still young, so the projection systems aren't overly concerned about another mostly lost season, expecting him to be about league average overall at third base in 2025. There's still upside if he remains healthy, and Young could very well be a 3-4 WAR player this year, but some caution is warranted. So
okay, so this is not based. This is not last. This is a projection model.
It's a projection model based on
like Pacoda,
recent history and things like that. And they're ranking it based on that projection. So that's there at third base. Let's go around the diamond. Shortstop. The Texas Rangers come in ranked. Where would you guess, Chop?
My assumption is they'll come in ranked second or third,
fifth.
Okay.
Behind the Royals.
Bobby Jr. 1.
The Royals at 1. The Orioles at 2.
Okay, yeah.
Dodgers at 3 with Mookie Betts.
Man, yeah. He's moving around the diamond all over the place.
4, the Mets with Lindor and Luis Angel Acuña. Number 5 is the Texas Rangers with Corey Seager and then those same players that they had at third base as depth, Josh Smith, Duran, Ornelas. So as the Rangers topped this list last year, but their slide to fifth isn't because their outlook at the position has gotten worse so much as the teams in front of them are experiencing the ascendance of young superstars or are seeing perennial MVP candidates return to form or change positions. Corey Seager wasn't quite the sparkling performer in 2024 that he was in 2023, but he still had a very Corey Seager-like season with a 140 WRC plus, landing in the top 10 defensively at shortstop and missing multiple weeks of the season due to injury. Heading into his age 31 season, it's reasonable to expect his Corey Seager-ness to continue for a few more years, but it's worth noting that Seager lost almost a full foot per second off his sprint speed last year.
Wow.
So significant to note there for the Rangers. But 15th at third base and then 5th at shortstop. Second base, RJ Choppy. Where do you think these Texas Rangers come in?
Third.
Number 1.
Wow.
The Texas Rangers.
Wow, because the talk of the Semien decline appears to be premature.
As it was in the beginning, so it remains in 2025. Marcus Semien's Rangers have the best second base situation in baseball for the third year in a row. In fact, it should be 4 seasons in a row. In 2022, Semien's first season in Texas, the Rangers were less than a tenth of a win behind the Rays, less than irrelevant, even though Semien projected for more wins above replacement than Tampa Bay starter Brandon Lowe. The difference was an erroneous projection that Rays backup would end up being 0.2 WAR player, and so that kind of skewed things a little bit. But it says all this is to say that if you don't know Semien by now, you will never, never, never know him. In odd numbered years, he hits about 270 with middle of the order power and great defense and compiles about 6 WAR. In even numbered years, he hits about 235 with everything else remaining the same and is a 4 win player. So he's kind of alternating like Bochy does when he wins and loses.
The funny thing is here, the write up on second base, they call it the bass guitar of a baseball team. If you're there, people assume you don't have the chops to play lead guitar, shortstop, or rhythm, third base. And that is just where the nerds miss out, like up the middle.
Yeah.
Up the middle is where you need to be strong. Like nobody in real baseball discounts second base.
Yeah, 100%.
You know who you put at third? You put the catcher at third who's got bad knees but a good arm.
Yeah.
Like nobody discounts second base?
Michael Young in his prime was playing second. Where'd he go near the end of his career? Third. That's where he went.
It's like, yeah, you want a good arm at third. You got to have a good arm at third. But like, nobody's discounting second base. Like, this is just...
No, if you have a butcher at second base, it's bad.
If you have a butcher at second base, you're not winning.
First base now. We've already got the Rangers. Strong showings. 15 at third. Fifth at shortstop. First at second base. With Jake Berger, Josh Smith, Dustin Harris listed as some of their depth at first base. Where do you think the Rangers fall on first base?
Let's go back to the third base. Well, let's go mid-pack.
20th. The Rangers come in 20th on these projections. Anytime you can trade away.
So hang on. Mm-hmm. Where does Washington land then? Because they got, they traded Nate.
The Nationals come in on this list 10th.
It's not that good.
In fact, they described Nate Lowe as falling into their laps.
Boy, Peyton, how does that make you feel?
It hurts.
They say anytime you can trade away a first baseman for a reliever after trading for a different first baseman who underperformed your incumbent the season before, you have to do it, right? The Rangers sure thought so.
Oh,
so they are low on Jake Berger.
Yikes.
They say Berger started the switch from third base, where he was a very poor fielder last season. Perhaps a full-time role that doesn't overly strain him on the defensive side will unlock some more offense. The Rangers seem to have made this move because they want power more than on base out of the position, and Berger will certainly give them that. But a little bit of a brutal fall there, according to
that is
the projections
tough.
From FanWAR.
That is tough. Man, it's I like Nate Lowe. I thought he was a good player. He came up with a lot of big hits late in games, and a lot, kind of a bat to ball guy too, which I think is very underrated in a postseason.
Yeah,
very underrated in a postseason as a bat to ball guy. I didn't love trading him away. I think the reliever they got is a really good one. It's a chance to be really good. But. Yeah, I didn't love moving on from him. And if you were going to do that, you know, you would think you would do that for somebody who's like a kid. That you're, you know, he's all like, he's locked.
Yeah.
You have this hotshot prospect you're going to bring up, but, you know, that's not how they did it.
So, corners of the infield, not as great as the middle of the infield for the Rangers.
Okay, so 15, 5, 1, and 20.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Catcher. Where do you think the Rangers come down with Jonah Heim and Kyle Higashioka?
13.
18. It says Jonah Heim was one of the better catchers in the sport from 2022 to 23, providing roughly average offense and tremendous value with his defense. Many things went wrong for the Rangers last year, and one of them was that the all-star and gold glove version of Heim was gone. In his place was one of the least productive hitters in the league, and much more surprisingly, a mediocre glove behind the dish. After he stole at least 8 runs worth of strikes in each of the previous 3 years, his framing was a net negative in 2024. It's hard to imagine Heim will be below replacement level again this season, but the projections aren't convinced he's going to return to all-star form. They mentioned that Higashioka has caught 80 to 90 games in each of the past 3 seasons, churning out about a 1.5 wins above replacement per year. And that's pretty much exactly what our depth charts have him doing again in 2025. So below league average.
Who's number one? Baltimore?
Number one on this list is the Mariners with Cal Raleigh, Mitch Garver.
All right. All right.
Let's go to DH, and then we'll run through the outfield really quickly. We'll have pitching that we can do later this week. Right. And so I'll hit the DH really quickly, and then we can wrap.
We'll do outfield and pitching tomorrow.
DH, where do you think the Rangers come down with Jock Peterson, Adolis Garcia, Jake Berger, and then anybody else who's kind of rotating in there?
That's a pretty decent one. 9.
5.
Okay.
Says that's right. There are 9 names on this list of players that could potentially be DH for the Rangers. I guess that's in keeping with the idea of DH being a parking spot for any starting position player who's old and or slow and or injury prone. And indeed, the Rangers have lots of those. They also have Jock Peterson, who molts every few years and emerges as a completely different player. The young Dodgers center fielder became a bench bat and glue guy, and in 2024, he somewhat quietly put together a monster season for Arizona. Among position players with at least 400 plate appearances, Peterson was 4th in OBP, trailing only Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. The 2 guys behind him on the list were Alvarez and Otani. So, pretty strong group there. They say they can fill the starts against lefties with a combination of Jake Berger and Adolis Garcia. The latter looks like he'll start in right field against righties and shift over to DH against lefties with Kevin Pillar coming in to play right. So, number 5 on DH. DH, shortstop, and second base get top 5 rankings right for the Rangers.
I assume the Dodgers are number 1 with Shohei.
The Dodgers are number 1.
Yeah,
yep.
And that makes...
Number 2 is the Astros.
With Yordan. That makes perfect
sense.
And 3
is the Athletics. So the Rangers finished 5th.
The Athletics.
Third in the division. Yep, with Brett Rooker. Yep.
Okay, so we'll do outfield and pitching tomorrow. That's good. Good stuff. FanGraphs getting you set for opening day. It is Thursday right here on the Fan. KNC Mash. We'll be out there at 10 o'clock on Thursday at the ballpark. We have the game tonight, 6:35, here on 105.3. The Fan. Science says you're not underpaid, you're just ugly. And a sports legend passes away, and I'm not sure if Peyton Russell knows who it is. We will do that next on 105 through the Fan.